Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
How are you today? We are going to have fun. Here is a cookie.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
No,
you don't. They can't see me checking my temperature.
I was going to refer that in vocalization by saying, no, you don't have a temperature.
Okay. Well, I got a trivia question, though.
Okay.
Yeah. This is from simplytom.com.
Simply Tom. What about Simply Jane?
I don't know.
I mean, it should be Simply Tom and Jane.
No, that was Dick and Jane.
I'm talking. It's my show. I'll say what I want.
Okay. Anyway, what do these words have in common? Tanga, waka, renga, renge, hakano, renga, sanrenyu, and heibun, and haiga. What do those have in common?
Gesundheit.
Clearing my throat? No. Yeah. No.
Well, you said haka.
They are all forms of poetry.
Okay.
Yeah, he's underwhelmed.
Hold on.
I tried to explain that show to him this morning. It's like, well, you know, just, okay. Anyway, here's a joke, the hint.
Okay.
This is an interesting website. It's called pun.me. PUN.me.
Very punny.
Pun me.
Mm.
It's pun me. Yes.
Okay.
There's all kinds of weird stuff in there.
No comment.
Okay.
Mm.
Poems are easy.
But sometimes they don't make sense.
Refrigerator.
Perfect. I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It totally doesn't make sense, so it makes sense.
It does, though. Yeah. So the theme for today is the most obscure theme we've ever done.
Hiatus.
Hiatus?
Well, Japanese, hiatus.
Okay. Or as the rest of the world knows it, haikus.
No.
In Japan, they say haikus?
It would be H-A would be the first syllable. I-E-Q-U-S. Broken down to four syllables. Haikus.
Okay.
Just like we say Toyota, it's Toyota, not Toyota. But anyways, that's another story.
We're in America, so anyway.
Yeah, okay.
So, what better way to start this than our curious saying word for the day is haiku.
Haiku.
Whatever you want to call it.
We'll stay with haiku for now.
Okay. It's from poets.org.
Mm-hmm. A traditional Japanese haiku is a three-line poem with 17 syllables, written in a 5-7-5 syllable count. Don't know what it means, but that's what it says. Often focusing on images of nature, haiku emphasizes simplicity, intensity, and directness of expression. Over 1,000 years ago in Japan, this started as literary game.
As part of this game, one person created 5-7-5 section, while another finished it off with a 7-7 ending. This 5-7-5-7-7 form is the basic unit of a renge. Later, the first part of this unit acquired a name, haiku. Nowadays, a haiku means a 5-syllable, 7-syllable, 5-syllable poem. Isn't that cool?
I do.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So I got a top 10 list.
Yes.
Yeah, from clubtop5.com.
And that means we have wonderfully 10 items to talk about.
Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Eight.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Okay.
These are the top 8 famous movie quotes rewritten as haiku.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So go ahead with the first one.
Number 8.
See if Kat can guess which movie it's from.
Number 8. Is that a corner? You want to put baby there? Nuh-uh. No one does.
She's not listening. That was from Dirty Dancing. Okay.
What? Number 7. You and I have seen Dirty Dancing, and I don't watch a lot of movies.
Number 7.
Yes.
You talking to me? Yet again, I beseech thee. You talking to me? I actually didn't know that was from Taxi Driver. I just knew the quote.
Yeah. Okay. Number 6. I assure you that I'm totally untrained in obstetrical arts. Obstetrical arts.
Don't know nothing about birth and no babies.
Nope.
Gone with the Wind.
Don't go there. Gone with the Wind, yes.
This one's so sad. I won't let go, Rose. At least, not because of love, but rigor mortis. Titanic. That was not nice.
Number four, box of chocolates. I think life's like that, but then my IQ's 10.
Aw.
Not quite there.
Poor Forrest.
I have to work on it.
Poor Forrest. Okay.
All right.
This one I've never heard before, but, you know, I know it was you. Is it Fredo? Fredo.
Fredo.
I know it was you. Fredo, you've broken my heart. Kill you later, bro.
From Godfather 2.
Yes.
Number 2. Toto Deer, I sense. Hostile Sooners or Jayhawks are not the home team. An interesting way of saying that.
Yeah, I don't get that either. But this one is all for you.
Okay.
Okay. The number one movie quote rewritten as haiku.
Stay la
Stella! I just done it myself, jeez. I can only type them, honey. I can't pronounce them.
I pronounced it exactly the way it was written. If you wouldn't have put the dashes, maybe I would have gotten it.
Everybody's a critic. Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of these days we all will be. But anyways.
You're more surly with your beard cut.
Cool.
Joe got a beard shave.
Trimmed.
Trimmed. Yes, trimmed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most of it, can no but
longer,
not all of it.
It can no longer dust both sides of the doorway at the same time.
But. I still can wax my stash.
Oh, no. Please don't.
Look at how long that little girl is.
I see that, yeah.
You could see that on the radio, but it's really long.
Yeah, it is really long. It's really hard to find dumb criminals about haiku. I found one. Yes, I did. From my favorite website, mentalfloss.com.
Alrighty then.
Yeah. Word nerds can condense just about anything into haiku. Disney movies, American history, even politicians' speeches.
Mm.
Now NPR reports a weekly newspaper in a small town, Mississippi, is using the ancient Japanese art form to breathe new life into routine community news.
The Enterprise Tuscan in Indianola, Mississippi is publishing and tweeting a crime haiku of the week. The paper's publisher, Charlie Smith, launched the recurring poem last month to make its police blotter called Cops and Robbers a little bit more interesting.
Check out a sampling of the Enterprise Tuscan's haikus, and while you're at it, try taking a stab of the art form yourself. Believe it or not, it's actually pretty fun writing crime haikus.
Five Greenville women traveled to our Walmart store. Will Larsenius plant. Boy. Try this again, Joe. Five Greenville women traveled to our Walmart store with Larsenius plans. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Got me.
When it gets chilly, warming your car feels cozy, but thieves like it too.
Three shotguns stolen. Owner not smiling one bit. But ducks can relax. It is Mississippi. I like it.
She said, dope, boy. Stabbed that man Saturday night, but knife in her house.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So we have a little fun thing to do. We curate this stuff from the internet.
Yes.
We're actually going to go on the internet right now.
Cool.
Yeah. So, anyway, let me get the site up. This is hard for me to, just bear with me, folks, www.poem/generator.org.uk/haiku.
Wow.
Haiku is a short Japanese poem used to evoke images. The haiku generator lets you choose a few words, then it automatically counts the syllables and brings in synonyms where necessary to help fit the 5-7-5 poetic scale. Where was this when I had English class and had to write a haiku?
Really?
Now, it's funny on there. It says, please note, this generator brings in words from an external source, which can occasionally include potentially offensive content.
Ooh.
Yeah, so anyway, we've wiped that clean.
Okay.
So let's try it. Okay, Joe, so you're going to read me the questions.
All right.
And then you're going to type the answers into the computer.
Okay.
Let's get ready.
All right.
Okay.
A time or year, time of day or setting, i.e. summer, morning, beach, noon.
I'll say noon. Okay, next question.
An adjective to describe that time or place.
High, like high noon.
Okay. Two singular nouns that you would not usually expect to find in the same sentence.
Like what?
Frog, chocolate, maybe?
Okay. Whisk.
Okay.
And hat.
Another objective.
Adjective.
Adjective. Objective.
Objective. To get out of here.
That is an objective.
Adjective. Let's see. Purple.
Okay. A verb.
Works.
All right.
Okay. Now, we hit generate. And, wait a minute, and this comes out.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead and read it for me.
Whisk, a haiku by Anonymous.
Ooh.
Favorable noon, a wooden purple whisk works, enjoying the hat.
Oh, that was almost perfect.
Wow.
Oh, no, 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 we can do better.
But wait,
there's more. We can't let that haiku be attributed to Anonymous. So let's go along from the haiku generator to a pen name generator. It asks a lot more questions than the haiku generator, but it also spits out a long list of pen names to use.
Uh-oh.
So, okay, just for the heck of it, this time I'm going to ask you the questions.
Okay.
Okay, so your real name?
Joseph Nicholas Danko.
Name of your first pet?
Blackie.
What is your favorite unisex name?
Pat.
What was the name of the first street where you lived?
Todd Avenue.
Oh, that's where my sister and brother grew up. A positive adjective that could be used to describe you?
Teddy bear.
Oh. Okay, a weapon?
Knife.
An adjective that could be used to describe that weapon?
Sharp.
Another dangerous noun?
Poison.
Something pretty?
A rose.
The make of your first car?
Biscayne.
Biscayne? Okay. A planet?
Pluto.
Pluto. Okay. Okay. Well, before we generate here, let's get your pen name.
Okay.
Okay. There. We put that in there. Pen names for Joseph Nicholas Danko. Okay. Just plain names. Nicholas Blackie Todd.
Whoa.
Jonathan Destonk.
Destonk.
That one's, you know,
yeah.
Swedish. Jojo Johnson.
Seemed to be staying on the Swedish theme.
Hard-hitting crime pen names.
Oh, there we go.
J.N. Sharpknife.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like this one. Danko Joss Blood.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I think you'd be great writing romance novels. Josephine Nick Roses.
Yeah.
Blackie Nicole.
Oh, yeah. And
Jokina Danklove. But Jokina Danklove actually wrote a best-selling romance novel.
Someone Like Blackie.
Now, your name for fantasy novels.
Ah.
Jackson Biscayne Danko.
I like that one.
This is my favorite, I think. Oh, my goodness. Jane Nicholas Dankington.
Should we put an SKI on the end of that?
Dankington.
Ski.
Yeah. Anyway, what was your bestseller as J. Nicholas Dankington?
Blackie Black the Elf? Wow.
Rewind that tape.
Yes.
Pen name for science fiction.
Yeah, there we go.
John Dankbot.
You're such a danker. Anyways.
Oh, Lord.
Bestseller for John Dankbutt, Pluto Wars.
That came from the science fiction plot generator, if you want to go one more step.
Sure.
And here's more pen names.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Joydeep Dankson. Jose Niramusu Teddy Bearkins.
I like that. I'll have to remember that one.
Okay, so.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Dr. Joydeep Dankinson says we got to move on.
Okay, so give me a time of year.
Winter.
An adjective to describe the time or place.
Probably frigid.
Two singular nouns that you would not expect to find in the same sentence, like frog and chocolate.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go off the wall. Bagpipe. Giraffe.
Okay. Another adjective?
Well, if you got a bagpipe and a giraffe, it's got to be wondrous.
Good one. Okay. A verb, like sing or run.
Drowns.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Bagpipes, a haiku by J. Nicholas Dankington Ski.
Dankington Ski.
Freezing wintertime. A blown, wondrous bagpipe drowns under the giraffe.
Now, that doesn't create a visual image. Then you missed the point of the haiku.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So, yes, I played this all night. I was having so much fun.
Yeah, but that's not what I was thinking when you're underneath getting drowned.
By a giraffe under a bagpipe. Don't try to think of it.
No.
Anyway.
No. It's a clean show.
Yes. So here, I found Fast Facts.
Okay.
There's this wonderful website called AskMen.com.
Okay.
And it's all kinds of advice for men.
Okay, haikus are for men. Has a woman ever put her hand on her shoulder and said, totally, adorably, you're like the brother I never had?
Red
all
alert.
The time.
Red alert, you've reached the friend zone.
Bum, bum, bum.
You look around, try to run, but her hand is still on your shoulder, and oh no, she just called you buddy.
Lost. Now, where did things go wrong?
Wah, wah.
How can you defeat these friend vibes? As you probably heard by now, avoiding the friend zone is all about confidence and setting the right tone up front. You want her to see you're dating material, not as a budding gossip partner or an adorable pet hamster she loves to play with, but would never take to dinner. Now, sometimes you tried to make your intentions clear, but you haven't been clear enough.
Mm-mm.
Or, for whatever reason, she still doesn't appreciate your worth as a potential mate. So, if you're buried deep in the friend zone, here are some lesser-known ways to put yourself far outside the friend zone. Follow them, and she will know exactly how you feel. Listen and learn, gents.
Okay, and there was a whole list of tips.
Okay.
But this was my favorite. One of the tips is speak in pickup haiku.
Okay.
Try pickup haiku, the universal language of A-list players. Here's how it works. You approach her. She turns around, expecting some standard prose pickup. Instead, drop your syllables. Speak softly in a 5-7-5 pattern.
Rain on a window. Rain in my heart if you don't. Dine with me soonish.
Now, Joe. I don't know if you do that right. You got to blink gently after each line.
Oh.
And then this will give her plenty of talking time, and you will make her think that you're some kind of sexy, mysterious wizard. Well, anyway, best of all, you won't have enough syllables to engage in hour-long friendshipy conversations about, like, life and stuff. If you weren't married, we'd have you go try that out in the bar tonight.
Nah.
Okay.
I've done away with bar chicks.
Well, I hope you're married.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But you,
no.
Deb, go to a bar. I'm going to come in, you know, pretend I'm picking you up. Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
I have this wonderful haiku.
No, yeah. No, not the haiku.
Works every time.
I found some tweets.
Okay.
From NPR.com.
Uh-huh.
So I think we have to read this like NPR.com does.
Oh.
And this is Haiku Takes to Twitter. Okay. 140 characters at a time. Heard on Fresh Air by Jeff Nunberg.
Okay. Sun Microsystems, Jonathan Schwartz was a thoroughly modern CEO. He was even the first CEO of a major company to have a blog. So when he resigned recently after the company was acquired by Oracle, he didn't simply tweet the news. He put it in the form of a haiku.
Yes. Financial crisis. Stalled too many customers. CEO, no more. With its 140-character limit, Twitter is blooming with haiku, or twaiku, as some call it. There are Twitter feeds for NASCAR haiku, cat haiku, zombie haiku, and user interface haiku.
Mm. There are haiku competitions and campaigns, which they've been doing this in Japan for years.
Have
haiku.
They?
Yeah, they do have haiku competitions. Mm. Jimmy Kimmel offered tickets to his show to whomever tweeted the best haiku on the final episode of Lost. The British Rail Company asked passengers to tweet their haiku on the theme of the London summer, a topic that's nicely suited to a poem of three short lines. It is English summer, it is short. And after Glenn Beck said that the churches use the phrase social justice as a code for exclusivism, the organization Jewish Funds for Justice urged supporters to flood Beck's Twitter account with haiku of protest. Sarah Silverman offered this response.
Church is in their code. It's like when they say, bless you, and yet no one sneezed. I love Sarah Silverman.
Bless you. And another one comes from the comic Jessica Delfino. Glenn Beck, why so vexed? You seemed cooler back when you were in the Yardbirds.
What? I don't know. Don't judge.
That's convoluting taking two worlds and putting them together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we can say this out loud. Everybody knows it, though.
We'll just say it in the proper pose.
Okay. Our quotes and quips today is from a website called bleepyouautocorrect.com.
Darn you autocorrect.com. Darn you.
Because how many times have you sent something and fat-fingered it and sent just something just silly?
No fat jokes, please.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's a good one. Mom says, mom tweets, no, texts. Mom puts into her phone, don't forget to call your grandma today and wish her a haiku birthday.
There you go. Son, oh, puppies, I have to write a haiku? I'm not creative enough for that.
And then there's a short pause, and the son finally writes back,
I wrote this haiku for my grandmother's birthday. I am not a smart button.
Okay, yeah. Wow, we had to do some editing there, and it just didn't quite come through in the translation, but that's okay.
Yeah, fill in the blanks.
Yes, it's a family-friendly show.
Yes, it is.
From pun.me.
Okay.
I have a top 10 list.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I don't even want to go here. Do we? Do we really want to go here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. There's only five.
Five of the top ten.
These are haikus that cats could have written. Meow! Other cat just went, meow! Yeah. Go ahead.
You never feed me. Perhaps I'll sleep on your face. That will show you. Number four.
The rule for today, I touch my tail. You touch. No, start over, Kathleen. The rule for today, touch my tail, I shred your hand. New rule tomorrow.
Number three, shoelaces, must attack at once. Don't know that was you. Yeah.
And this one, oh gosh, mine does this all the time. Yep. Want to go outside. Oh no, help, got outside. Let me back inside. Yeah. Oh, want to go outside again. Yeah. Oh, no.
Darn it, I can't make up my mind.
Oh, yes, I know. So, we have the computer haikus that we promised you.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. These are actually computer haikus that have been kind of going around the net for a while. So, we can't really attribute them to anybody. I think I got them from pun.me.
Okay.
But the haikus were originally the results of a contest run by Salon.com for replacing the impersonal and unhelpful Microsoft error messages with our own Japanese haiku poetry. Hey. And here are some of the best entries.
I fall that big? It might be very useful. But now it's gone. Yeah.
You seek a website? It cannot be located. Countless more exist.
You should have almost said like Yoda. You seek website. No.
No.
Yeah. Chaos reigns within. Stop, reflect, and reboot. Order shall return.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Aborted effort. Close all that you have worked on. You ask way too much.
Yeah. Oh. And all the Apple people will like this one. Mm. Yesterday it worked. Today it is not working. Windows is like that. And all the Apple people say, that's why we own apples.
Now, this word, other cat will know this. T-A-O. That's pronounced Dow. Dow. Yeah. Dow with a, yeah, like it's got a D. Okay. The Dow that is seen is not the true Dow. Unless you bring fresh toner. Love it.
That was exciting. Anyways, yes. Windows NT crashed. The blue screen of death. No one hears your screams. Which is true.
This is so poetic here. You step in the stream, but the water has moved on. Page not found.
Ooh, now this one could be deep. Out of memory, we wish to hold the whole sky, but we never will.
Yeah, just a small cloud.
Yeah.
Having been erased, the documents you are seeking must now be retyped.
Oh, serious error. All shortcuts have disappeared. Screen, mine, both are blank.
Oh, yeah. And I looked for ruminations from ruminate.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah. Haiku I could not find.
Wait, what? No, there are no ruminations about haikus. Haikus are ruminations.
I was going to make one up real fast.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, too late. You already cut me off at the knees. I'm done. You win.
Yeah, I remember English class when we had to write haiku and just, yeah, no.
You know what's really funny, real fast on that, is that growing up, I hated English and whole nine yards, but when I studied Japanese and I started learning about Japanese and haiku in a contest and stuff, and they really put efforts into those contests.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, and some of them are like deep. Uh-huh. And it was like, okay, I didn't catch that one.
Yes.
But they're all like.
Yeah. None of these are deep. These were very shallow haiku.
Well, but they were very punny.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that is all we have for today. I'm Dr. Kitty Cat Waldson.
And I'm Jojo Johnson.
Together we're...
Just one syllable short of a haiku.
No. Together we're Cat Soup. The best of internet humor on the radio.
I would say have a great haiku, but have a great week. Bye.